Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here.
Today we're talking about
Spiritual
intimacy.
That's great, thanks.
What even is that? Mm-hmm. Okay, first, review and then question? Or what do we do first?
Let's do a
review. I feel like we've done review.
Yeah.
All right. Today's review is titled Love This Podcast. They gave us 5 stars. Thank you very much, Mia or Maya. I don't know how you go. This podcast has helped me so much. I am newly married and KS was recommended by a friend while I was engaged, and it was such a big help in preparing me for what to expect. I love how this podcast has biblical foundations and points me to Christ while helping me understand my husband a little better as well as my own body. It saved me from disappointment when I thought sex would be so easy and effortless. Thanks, you guys. You're welcome.
That was
Thank
nice
you for that very lovely review.
No kidding.
Okay.
All right.
Question.
Do it.
Okay, what is your favorite book? We'll say a nonfiction book and a fiction book. And why, if you want to elaborate.
Okay. I don't read fiction, so that's my problem.
Like, ever?
No, like, I've never read Harry Potter. I've never read Lord of the Rings.
You've never watched them either, right?
Never watched them.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a proper Christian boy.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did read this book called The Refugee, and it was, technically it's fiction, but it's based on, like, true-ish events.
Right.
And it's all about refugees from different areas of the world at different times. And so, like, one was a Cuban girl, fleeing during Castro, one was a Syrian boy fleeing during the start of the Syrian Civil War, and one was a Jewish boy fleeing during World War II.
Oh, wow.
And then the author was brilliant, and he interwove all their stories, so they ended up meeting or, like, being connected in some way.
Oh,
it was
cool.
So cool.
You read this when you were, like, a teenager or, like, recent?
No, I read this, like, a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that was technically it's fiction, and that would be my fiction book. Nonfiction? I read a lot of, like, biographies and...
I was going to say, it's a penis book, right?
Because obviously. It's a penis, but no, I read a lot of biographies and a lot of...
Like sports people?
No, not necessarily. Business people,
okay.
Sports people, like, influential people. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, though, was... You know who Trevor Noah is?
Mm-hmm.
He hosts...
Oh.
He took over from one of the late night talk show people.
Okay.
Anyways, he's a South African dude, and his biography is titled Born a Crime, because technically his white mother and his black father weren't allowed to make babies during that time in South Africa. So technically he was born a crime, and it's all about his story growing up in South Africa during this time and then getting to where he is now. So it was super cool. Yeah. One of my favorites.
That's pretty sweet. That's a pretty cool story. Okay, mine. Okay, fiction. I love reading fiction. They're just easy reads. Like, I remember
That's
one
true.
Summer, I tried to read a book a week. That was my goal for the summer. Mm-hmm. I just was at the library all the time getting books. This was before I had kids.
I was just going to say, kids happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But I always love Francine Rivers' books.
Okay, the
who's that?
She's an author.
Oh, no way. She wrote a book and she's an author.
She's like
it's like Christian,
like, romance, but she does better than
Yeah, but they're all, like, historical, and there's some that are, like, based on other things. Yeah. Like, she did the story of, and now I'm forgetting their names. The girl who was the prostitute, and then the guy in the Bible.
Rahab.
You know what I'm trying to say. It's now turned into a movie, and now I just can't.
Like, the Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness. The listeners are like, guys, it's this. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like a whole book of the Bible.
Or not Scarlet
Esther?
Letter. No.
No.
What?
Like, where the prophet has to marry.
The prophet has to marry the prostitute.
Yeah.
And she keeps leaving.
I'm drawing a huge blank here.
Stink, and I just read this book last year. Okay, I'm just gonna look because it's gonna drive me crazy.
Anyways, so she writes books like
that. Wasn't Francine Rivers, was it?
I feel like she has. Yes, because she just made a movie. They made a movie on it now.
Oh.
It's got a bunch of important people in it. Anyway, goodness gracious. But she did one. It was called like The Mark of the Lion or something.
Yes. I was going to say that those were made.
Oh, and they're so
Redeeming
good.
Love.
Redeeming
that's
Love.
That's the book. Yes. But what is the name?
Anyway, we'll get there. And they're just so well done. And
Hosea is the book of the Bible.
Hosea. Oh. Sheesh. For some reason, even now, I'm like, oh.
Oh, Gomer. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't
You're right. Right. You're right.
Because it's like the worst name in the whole Bible.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever going to name their kid Gomer. And then it's like, yeah. Oh, named after a prostitute. Mm-hmm. Definitely not naming our kid Gomer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, those are really, really good. It's a whole series. When I worked at a golf course, I.
The Mark of the Lion.
Worked at a golf course?
Yeah. Jeff and
nice.
I both did for
so
one
did
summer.
I.
It was awesome.
I have not.
I just read books the whole time. The same book, like over and over again. It was great.
Sweet.
And that was that. Mm-hmm. My nonfiction, I have had very little time for nonfiction books lately, except for the Bible. So I'm going to be that
That's,
person,
wow.
and I'm going to say that one.
Wow.
Good Christian.
That is the one I've been reading the most lately. It's the one I'm making
Five
time
gold
for.
Stars. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay. For me, my favorite nonfiction, I mean, fiction, we'll start with, basically anything Ted Dekker has written.
Oh, those are so good, too.
So they're very,
they're so
like,
spooky.
Yeah. They're...
They're great.
They're super creative, and he brings in Christianity in ways that you don't anticipate it to be. Like, I don't know, I'm looking at you too. We're learning how to look into the cameras properly. The probably the Circle trilogy, the red, white, black, red, white.
White.
And then there's Green, which was the prequel.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever
heard
of them.
You guys are speaking another language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
smokes.
His newest series was the 49th Mystic.
Oh, I forgot.
And those ones are super good. I really, really, really like those. Yeah.
Sweet.
There we go. Let's start another book club on the side here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then nonfiction. I came up with this question, and you think I would have thought of that ahead of time. Taking charge of your fertility.
Yeah.
Because it was like it was really life changing. And in the moment, like while we were going through infertility, like it was like it
Fair
has
enough.
A profound impact on
mm-hmm.
our life at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say that
Sweet.
One for now.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was a good question, Tira.
Yeah.
Good one.
Thank you.
I would not have chosen it. So I like that you did.
All right. Today's verse is Ephesians 5:31-32. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Shout out to Paul. Okay. So we're talking about spiritual intimacy, and some people are like, what even is that? Like, why is that even a topic? Well, I'm talking to you.
No, talk to the people. The people want to hear us. Not, I don't want to hear you.
Jeez Louise.
Here. I'll move.
No, then you're going to.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay. But yes. Okay. So people are like, what even is that? And we wanted to just kind of break it down. If that's you and you're not sure what this is, then we can just kind of lay it out there. Because our spiritual life, as much as we have a hard time remembering that, that's also part of our, you know, other areas. Like it impacts, it bleeds into your sexual intimacy, your emotional intimacy, whatever other ones there are.
Totally.
Can't think of them, but I'm sure there's more. But I think having that as a solid foundation is huge. And it's something that is really, I don't know if underrated is the word. People don't put as much weight on it as they maybe should.
Yeah, that's a fair way of saying it. I'd say it's not as talked about as it should be.
No.
For sure.
Yeah, in regards to like couples.
Yeah.
Right? Like we always hear about, you know.
Oh, in general.
Yeah.
Individually. Yeah. We know we are supposed to read our Bible, pray every day, and we'll grow. But they don't say like, and your marriage will also grow if you're doing this together. What does that look like practically? And so we're kind of doing a bit of a series on this where we can walk you through kind of what is it? What are some things, some hard things that you can come across while you're trying to navigate this, and then practical ways you can implement this stuff in your marriage.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, but I came across this question. So I wanted to chat about this first. It was like a quote, and it was like, just because you're both Christians doesn't mean you have a Christ-centered marriage.
Ooh. For sure. I think that my mind first goes to that book or that verse in the Bible. I think it's in Matthew where Jesus talks about how you think you're saved, but you're not.
Oh, and I never knew you kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you can do all the Christian things, but still not go to heaven.
Yeah.
And same thing with your marriage. You can be two Christian people, you can do all the things, and you can not have a Christ-centered marriage.
Yeah. Yep.
So what is spiritual intimacy? Mm. Let's define our terms here.
Okay. If you were to someone was like, hey, what do you think that is?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you do what is physical intimacy, you know, it's two people coming together physically. I would say spiritual intimacy are two people coming together spiritually. So doing any act that would be spiritual. So praying, reading the word, doing devotions, you know, something that is Christ-centered.
Worship.
Intentionally. Yeah. Worship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, it's one of those things too, where you hear about, or I don't know how it's ever worded, but you know, when you're looking to the Lord, it's like a triangle, right? It's like, if God is the center of your marriage and you guys are down here, as you know, as a couple and even individually are going towards the Lord, you're also going towards each other in the process.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you see
the
visual of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really good audio.
Thank you. For listeners, I don't get it. But I think, I think it's one of those things that will then, impact other areas of your marriage.
Yeah.
I was looking stuff up and there was a blog post on Focus of the Family. And they had said, when you're joined with another Christian in marriage, you have a wonderful privilege of seeking spiritual intimacy in your marriage. When husbands and wives are growing in their vertical relationships individually with God, their horizontal relationships between the two of them comes together as well. So I guess that is what I was trying to say.
Exactly what you were just saying.
Actually, I like your way of saying it better. Oh,
thank you.
Because you can see them coming
together. Yeah, the visual.
Whereas
this,
I'm like, well, you're going up. Yeah, how's that bringing you closer together?
But that's a good thought, because individually we can do this, and that's great. And that's what you do hear about. But I think it's when you're also doing it together as a couple, that's when it kind of levels up, and you get even closer together and closer to the Lord, because it's like your double time. You know, when two or three are gathered, right? It's like, so you're two people. You're making an impact.
Yeah, my only thought is our priorities have to be God, then spouse.
Yes.
And so we have to have an individual relationship with the Lord also outside of our spouse.
Yeah.
Because it's like a kid, right? A kid can't assume their parents' faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can't assume that our faith together accounts for my own
everything.
As well.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. It's stand in front of the Lord when you're in heaven. It's not going to be so how was your faith together? You won't be there together,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's not going to be so did you guys believe in me? Yeah. How did you guys, whatever, it'll be.
Totally.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah,
which is,
you're bang on.
But it's an interesting way to think, because I feel like people kind of forget that and just think, oh, well, we're doing our life and I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's tough for me because for the most part, this has been a part of our marriage since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit naive to the fact that there are couples who this is 0% of their marriage and it just doesn't happen. And it hasn't happened for years.
Right.
So I get it. I get and we'll talk about this more in our prayer episode, but I get the vulnerability and the awkwardness and there is all that stuff going on for sure. But it's hard for me to kind of think what it was before, because it's always kind of been there for us. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn here or anything.
Right.
I'm just saying it's hard for me to empathize with the other side because I have never really experienced it.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And two, I think if some of it would naturally just happen. If you're having your own personal relationship with the Lord, you're going to desire to do those things, whether it's in your home, but it's just little habits that then your spouse does too. I don't know if it's necessarily, hey, let's it can be a conversation 1,000%, but it doesn't necessarily have to be this big grand thing. Like, we are now working on our spiritual intimacy. Yes. Yes. So let's do X, Y, Z every day and this. And it's like a checklist instead of it bleeds from your own personal time with the Lord. And you're like, okay, now I just want to play worship music in our house. And we want to pray together. Like,
I think for some couples too, though, it's, there is that roadblock where it doesn't bleed.
Yes.
It's like, I have this with myself and the Lord, that's where it stays.
Yeah.
And there isn't that coming together, the two of you, with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a big roadblock for a lot of people because, again, it is that vulnerability. So I do think that it may be helpful for some people to, like, they might literally have to say, we need to work on our spiritual intimacy, and A, B, C, D, E is how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you might have to be very literal, very matter of fact in starting.
And I mean, it all comes with conversation too. Like, you know, you have one spouse who has a very committed relationship with God and they are working towards it. And then the other spouse kind of just tags along. Oh yeah, I come to church with them. Oh yeah, I'll be good. You know, like, it's hard, I would assume, for that spouse to navigate and say, hey, I want to do this together. Let's, like, how would somebody bring that up with their spouse in a natural way that doesn't make it sound like it's a chore or that it's a, you know, a legalistic thing, like, oh, this is something we have to do. One way that I thought is start talking about your relationship with God and what he's teaching you and what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't change your spouse by giving to-do lists, you know.
Yes.
But naturally start being more aware of your own relationship with God and communicating about it.
Right.
You know, so that it's not coming across as like, boom, we're going to start doing this and you're a bad person for not having done this before.
How dare
like,
you?
You know, just like a natural,
naturally
getting into it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then asking, well, can I pray for you out loud? You know, like, even doing that, the spouse doesn't have to be, you know, they're going to be engaged because they're listening to you pray for them, but they're not going to be, it's not their turn to pray. So they don't feel like just that slow entry into coming together.
Because no one wants to feel pressured or feel guilty. Cause likely they also know that they're not where they want to be with the Lord at the time.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be guilt or they're going to feel like ashamed.
Yeah.
And they're going to know where you are. So like pointing fingers and having that attitude is going to do nothing. And I think even bringing this up and being like, hey, KS was talking about spiritual intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what ways do you think we could grow that in our marriage? Because I believe it's important.
Yeah.
Like, let's have a conversation about it. And
And I think too, like Tira was saying, just talking about what you feel God's doing in your own life, or even maybe more basic, just talk about what you read recently in the Bible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have like a good individual relationship with Christ, you might not know what he's doing in your life right now.
Yep. Yes. That's a good point.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
the
most basic thing I think is we can all read. Mm-hmm. And so if you just share about what you read, you might not even know what you got out of what you read, but you can just say like, hey, I read Psalm whatever today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't we both read the same thing? And maybe you got something out of it that I didn't, and we can have a conversation about it.
Totally.
Or even questions that you have, you know, like being vulnerable about like, okay, this aspect of Christianity doesn't make sense to me. Like, what are your thoughts on it?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that way you're again, not telling them to do something, but you're actually engaging in
just opening
relevant
up conversation.
Thought and hopefully coming closer together by doing that.
Yeah. And I think this is like kind of any area in your life. It's not going to feel natural if you don't do it regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it is going to become easier the more you do it.
Yes. And I think even if you are like earlier on in your faith, this would be a great way for you guys to just start doing that together. If like both of you are kind of starting out and you're not sure, like you're just starting to learn things or recently became a Christian, this is like a great opportunity for you guys to then both look into things together and learn things together. And which is really exciting.
And start small.
Yeah.
Like don't think it has to be this 1 hour in the morning.
Yeah.
30 minutes of prayer, reading scripture together. It can be like pray before you go to sleep or read something in the morning. get like a, yes, remember the Daily Bread?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
My dad used to read that to us and it was like, cute. I don't know, two paragraphs.
Yeah.
But it, and then a verse or like a passage from the Bible.
Yeah.
And it took 5-10 minutes maybe. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Something super simple. Yeah. Start really small and then work your way up from there. Mm-hmm. And don't overwhelm yourself into like paralyzation basically.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you take on too much, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's just like little habits that you start implementing that's actually going to stick.
Yeah.
And leave the biggest impact. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing, though, that I find in the season I'm in, like the friends around me also in this season, they can have a difficult time finding time for their own personal time with the Lord, because if it's like little kids and or busy and school or whatever. And so I think if, like, obviously you can do both, you don't have to pick and choose, okay, well I should probably start with like myself, which maybe start with yourself, but I don't know, like, is there like a, should, if someone isn't really doing anything right now, where do they start? Like, do they like go to their spouse and be like, hey, I'm feeling pretty dry, or how are you feeling? Like, should we do something together? Or do you encourage someone to like work on like reading their Bible on their own or praying? Right? Like, what do you think is the first step?
For us, man, I feel bad about what I said earlier because it sounded so arrogant now that I'm thinking about it again.
Oh, no.
But we've always been better together than we have on our own. So for us, the current priority is we need to be better on our own first, because that will also make our time together more intimate.
Right. Yeah.
So right now, our focus is more on our own. So what we do is we wake up 30 minutes before the kids do, and we just read a chapter of the Bible, we journal it, we pray, then we get up and start our day.
Are you doing that together? Are you like reading the same passage together?
No, we're doing it completely individually.
You're praying on your own.
Yeah, we'll sit in our bed and like beside each other and we'll wake up and we'll do this. But then we need to be better at this, but we, in a perfect world, would find time and talk about what we read or what our takeaway was or what we feel God was speaking to us through that. And then our together time is in the evenings before bed. So like the classic pillow talk, like that's a real thing in our marriage, and it'll go on for an hour plus sometimes. We'll just sit there just talking about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're pretty good about praying together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we'll end kind of our night.
Our pillow talk sesh.
Yeah. So we'll pray and then go. So that's kind of how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be the person who would plan into paralyzation. Like, I would be like, my time with the Lord has to look like this and this, and this is how our marriage needs to look like spiritually. And it would almost like become overwhelming where we would just get nothing done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it just looked like this monumental task.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it used to be like an hour, find a quiet space to pray, like all this stuff. And it's like, no, like, we just have to find a way where we can start. And this is very recently too. I'm not talking like, this is like in the last couple months.
Yeah.
And so a half an hour, our alarm goes off at 6:30. And it's 6:40 before I actually get my head off the pillow and get my Bible. And then I've got, you know, 15 minutes to get it done before I want to be up out of bed before the kids do. And so, yeah, for us, it's just read a chapter. Right now I'm reading the Psalms. So like very simple, practical, mostly easy to understand.
Yeah.
And then I'll journal about what I read, and then I'll journal about life, and then I'll write down a prayer. And then I pray, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
And Sam, she does her a little bit differently, where she mostly just journals about what she read and what she like feels God was speaking to her in, and then she'll just pray.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like, we'll talk about this again in our prayer episode, but writing down prayers has been huge because it's so cool to be able to go look back and be like, wow, like God answered that.
Yeah. Right.
And because I journal about life, usually my prayer is something to do with my life, and I can go back and read about life and be like, oh, wow, like that's, you know, specifically how God answered that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
Journaling's the best.
Yeah.
I highly recommend journaling.
Yeah. It was always one of those things that I thought it had to be like this, done this certain way. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very much like type A planner person, mm-hmm. perfectionist.
Really?
Yeah, I know. So yeah, just getting over that and just having a just start attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just Nike. Just do it.
Yeah. And every, like, it doesn't, like, in this busy season of, mm-hmm. like, for myself, momhood and everything, I use the app called Dwell. Have you?
I've heard of it.
So it's a Bible app where it just reads to you. But you can choose who the narrator sounds like. There's like a whole bunch of accents, and you can choose any of the translations that you want, and that has background music. It's awesome. I've only done the free version, and I'm waiting for my birthday in 2 weeks, and I'm going to just use my birthday money to pay for like the full subscription. Nice. But it's amazing what it like, even just in the free version, they have a whole bunch. So like right now they have one that's back to school. So you listen and it just goes through all of like your worries and your cares and like your planning, and it goes through the whole verses like picked from the Bible, and it will just play them all. And it's all with really peaceful background music. So like, I'll do that as I'm prepping dinner or like just different areas where I'm like, okay, this is my most hectic time of the day. This is where I would like to just like, while the kids are on TV or playing with dad or whatever, I can just be in the kitchen and I just have it on our like, our boom.
Oh yeah.
Playing so that I can hear it while I'm washing dishes or whatever. And so like, that's my Bible reading time. And that feels good. And now apart from when I do my journaling as well. Mm-hmm. But that is definitely not nearly as often as just listening to the word. And I've often thought about doing it like, while I'm in the shower or like all those times where you're by yourself for just even those few, like 5-10 minutes, having somebody speak it.
Yeah.
Is I found in this season, like really, really good. Yeah.
That's such a good point too, because my wife's mentor said that exact thing to her, because she was like, I don't have time to read it and I don't like waking up early.
Yeah.
So then her mentor was like, put it on audio.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's such a good point, because like we use Alexa for like speakers in our house. And so we'll just say, Alexa, read Psalm 12 to me.
Yeah.
And she'll do it. The other thing is, shoot, no, I forgot it. Oh, another cool resource. Have you guys heard of the Bible Recap?
Yes, I love that too.
Oh, they're so great.
It's like, and they have it as a podcast. So it's a 5-minute episode.
Yeah.
And if you're weird like me, you listen on 1.5 times. So it's like 3 minutes and then it's done. And if you want to go like super hardcore, then they've got, they have an app, I think, right?
They do
and
have an app.
You can go deeper in that verse.
Yeah.
But I just learned about this. Someone in our Facebook group actually mentioned it. Oh. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. Yeah, like 5 minutes, someone's going to read the Bible to me. Like that is perfect. Yeah. There's no excuse to not have 5 minutes.
Well, she doesn't read the Bible to you though. So what it is, like she goes into the explanations and more historical data and everything based on what the verse is. So what I find harder with that is that she doesn't read it to you. So if you're not familiar with the Bible, you will definitely need to do the reading aspect before you can listen to her talk about it. Yeah. So there it is good and it is short, but it's, if you know the passages she's talking about that's in your daily reading.
Right.
But, I know the Bible app, I think it's the Bible app with it. You can load up the Bible Recap plan so you can have the Bible app read the section that she's going to be talking about that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's a good idea. I was just thinking, like, man, I should follow. Like, obviously, I should follow that. But I think that's probably the next thing I'm going to go to. If I do, is do that passage in the morning with my own reading, and then I can listen to her on my way to work.
Yeah, and it's all about reading the Bible through in a year.
Yeah.
So, if you
You could go back and start day one at any point.
Yeah, you totally can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we watched those on YouTube when I was working in a grade 7 class, because we were like, let's look through the story of Esther.
So
it would go through all the things and how everything was like, this comes full circle. And it was very cool.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, those things are the best.
Cool. Yeah. Great. The other thing too, like bringing it back to like being a couple.
Right.
You both can listen to those things on your own time. And then in the evening you can talk about it, or you know, like It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to listen to it together, mm-hmm. right, in the same presence, but it does give you something to talk about or something that, you know, you're both working towards. Like, say if you're doing Bible recap and you're reading through the Bible through a year, it although you're doing it separately, you're also doing it together.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know. Totally.
Yeah. So we're going to give more practical things when it comes to this, like exactly kind of ways that you can be growing this as a couple in our next episode. So you're not going to want to miss that one.
So with a spiritual intimacy way of connecting, we're actually doing our United Ignite Club. The month of November is going to be spiritual intimacy. So if you haven't heard of our club yet, you can head over to our website. We have it listed there and we'll link it in the show notes. But basically we'll send you a daily email of a way that you can connect. So with the month being spiritual intimacy, it'll be spiritual intimacy related. So you'll have a whole month worth of doing that. And so if you're not sure where to start or, mm-hmm. or anything like that, it will be an awesome club for you to join, especially for November. Yeah. So registration for it will open near the end of October. And so you can click that. If you come to the website before then, we do have a button that says join the wait list. And you can just click on that and we'll let you know as soon as registration's open for November.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
Okay. I will pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this day and this time that we get to talk about such an important thing. And we just ask that you would be blessing marriages and that they would have a beautiful time connecting with each other and connecting with you. And that you would just make this really an easy start for couples to try if it's not something that's in their marriage already. And that there would be really great open lines of communication to talk about this and bring this up. And it would just go really smoothly. And that these couples listening would not only grow closer together, but closer to you at the same time. So I pray this in your name.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.